Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ broadcast. And just in the few seconds before I started broadcasting, I sensed the Lord's Spirit wanting to address some of you who are just in a real spirit of heaviness right now. Two specific arenas. In one case, there are some specific battles that you're involved in, and you're worn out, and you're really distressed, and I want to pray for you. We'll do that at the end of the broadcast. And also, there's some that are listening, and you're just feeling down. You just don't know what's going on. You can't really put your finger on it. I mean, there's no reason why you're feeling as low as you are, but there's just a heaviness in your spirit. I don't know how to describe it. And you're just not light, you're not free, and you're not certain where the battle lines are, but I believe that as we spend this time together, that heaviness is going to lift. Whether it's known or unknown, that spirit of heaviness is going to lift off of you. In fact, let's not wait. I always never like to postpone anything, so we won't even wait to the end of the broadcast. Let's start now. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, you see those that are listening that have been going through a very difficult time. And Lord, there's times I felt that way too. You wake up and you're not sure. There's just a disquiet in your soul. You can't put your finger on, but you're not feeling well. Lord, David himself said, "Why art thou cast down, my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me?" And then he responds, "Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." And so, Father, we thank you that you are going to touch everyone now who is troubled and burdened and fighting some undefined feelings of heaviness and feeling low. And I rebuke that, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you right now. We praise you that you are moving, that this you've not given us a spirit of heaviness, but garments of praise. Lord, many times it's not just in having someone pray for you, but it involves an active involvement on our part, and we need to praise you. So, Father, right now, by faith, if you're going through a battle, just wherever you are, if you can, praise the Lord. Father, right now, we give you honor. We give you praise. Lord, we thank you that we can bless the Lord at all times. Your praise shall continually be in our mouth. Our soul shall make our boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Lord, we magnify the Lord. We magnify your name. We exalt your name together. Right now, Father, we give you honor and praise and glory, for there is none like you. Great is your faithfulness, great and full of majesty. Lord, you are fearful in praises, glorious and excellent in honor and worth. We bless and magnify your name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, Lord, every knee shall bow in heaven and in earth and in under the earth. Father, you alone are going to be glorified. Jesus alone is going to be exalted. And we thank you, Lord, for being exalted in the life of your beloved right now. We cast off those bands of darkness. We cast off the work of the enemy. And we thank you, Lord, for giving and restoring the joy of our salvation, that we can glorify you and magnify you regardless of the we may be going through difficulties, but Lord, you're going to give an answer. You're going to make a way where there seems to be no way. You're going to show us a clear path that we can walk in because of our enemies. Your word says explicitly, you will lead us in a plain path. So I release that and ask that your Holy Spirit will light the way for those who are seeking your face and who need a way out of the situations and dilemmas they're in. You're going to make a way, Lord, and they shall praise and exalt and magnify your name. And Lord, we're going to do that forever and ever. Amen. And amen. Praise God. All right. Well, we're speaking on a very special, beloved subject to my heart, and that is praise and worship. You know, I started in ministry. I mean, I had no intention of I had no intention of being a minister. I just heard the radio broadcast, and I started going to these incredible services that Brother Glass was holding at in 41st and Telegraph back in the 70s. And some my brother, some friends came, and we were all just caught up with what God was doing. There was such a presence of God and such a power of God. I had no intention of being in worship and being in ministry or being who I am today. In fact, I probably would have run out the door if somebody would have revealed to me what the Lord's plans were, because you see, I was very shy and introverted at that time. However, Brother, this was just a few months of serving the Lord. Brother Glass had to be out of town. He asked his associate, Reverend Lee Lacoste, to preach and cover a service, and he asked me to lead praise and worship. I was absolutely terrified. I was just, it was, in fact, the first time, well, I remember when I finished leading praise and worship, I'm being very honest with you, I walked off that platform, that beautiful German Lutheran church, and I said to myself, I will never do that again. However, that was, of course, not to, you know, the Lord, don't ever say you won't, because you can be sure you will. But one of the things I found is that worship is, as I researched the subject of worship in the scriptures, and I did that and actually developed a whole teaching series with nothing but a concordance on what the Bible had to say. And worship is extremely important. And I began to understand that there were reasons in the Word of God why we should praise Him. And He gives us those outlines. He gives us those directions in the Word of God. And the Word says, we're to bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in our mouths. So it's a command, and that should be reason enough. Because we love the Lord, if He's asked us to do it, we'd be happy to do it. But there's a whole lot more reasons why. Because He's worthy. The more you know about God, how beautiful, how wonderful He is, how He made Himself so vulnerable and open to hurt when He created beings who had free will. He was hurt incredibly when Lucifer, who was the covering archangel, who probably led praise and worship in heaven, he turned against him and brought a third of the angels with him. And if that wasn't enough to totally break the heart of God, then he created man in his own image and likeness, and then he gave us free will, and we did the very same thing. We performed high treason against God. We actually rebelled against His simple command. Adam and Eve did, our first ancestors, parents. They ate of the knowledge of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And so He has opened His heart to such hurt. And beloved, the more you learn about God, the more you realize how wonderful and how beautiful He is. He is nothing but absolute love and goodness. There's nothing evil in Him. There's no vengeful, vindictive aspect to His character. He's totally just. Evil will be punished. Heaven is going to be a place where there is no evil at all. Otherwise, beloved, it would not be heaven. So He is worthy. Let me give you some scripture. Psalm 135 and 8 and 3 says, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises to His name, for it is pleasant. And of course, that introduces another aspect of why we should praise God, because of personal edification. Praise is pleasant. That same scripture I just shared, Psalm 135 and 3, sing praises to His name, for it is pleasant, it's beautiful, it's seemly. Psalm 147 and 1 says, praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to God, for it is pleasant, and praise is comely, the King James says. That means pleasurably conforming to standards of good appearance, fitness, or proportion. And so it is a good thing. There's a personal benefit for us if we will do that. If we will praise God, that spirit of heaviness will go. Also, there's another aspect to praise and worship. It has a spiritual effect on others. Psalm 40 and 3 says, David says, He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. When we praise God, and I'm not just speaking of praising God in a corporate setting, in a service situation, but as we praise God, we can praise God all day long. Now, I don't mean that we can just sing praises to God, because we have jobs, we have responsibilities, but in our heart, there's an attitude of worship, an attitude of adoration. And beloved, if we are filled with the Spirit of God, which we just can't help but praising Him. Those in heaven, they're around the throne of God. They can't help but praise God because they see Him and who He really is, His majesty, His glory, His beauty, His awesomeness, and all they can do is worship, and they never get tired of it. We won't get tired of it. In our physical bodies here, we may get weary and tired. I'll never forget once in a service, I was really tired. I was young in the Lord, and Brother Glass was holding services down in San Jose, and Brother Lee was leading worship, and I sat there, and I was like, I'm so tired. I just wanted to sit there. And the Holy Spirit gently prompted me, why don't you stand up? Why don't you start singing? And I did, and I was amazed how that tiredness and the weariness just left me. That was an example of what happens when you start praising God. And beloved, it will also affect others. It will bring conviction. It will bring repentance and a turning of one's heart toward God. And the effect, beloved, I'm sure you know this or have seen it or experienced it, the effect of worship in music and song at times can even be more powerful than an anointed preaching message. Well, beloved, I could go on for hours right now, but I see my time is drawing to a close, and I must bring this broadcast to a close with an invitation that you join me tomorrow at this same time. At any time you miss a broadcast or want to rehear it, just go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. They're archived there for several years. So praise God. Well, in the moments that remain, some of you have listened for a number of weeks, even months, and you've not taken the time to write. If the Holy Spirit is moving upon you, just to say you enjoy the broadcast, or perhaps you have a prayer need, beloved, don't lose that opportunity for the power of agreeing prayer. I invite you to write. Thank you for joining me. I love you. God bless you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.